Eric Swalwell pushes assault weapons buy back after synagogue shooting. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 29, 2019. Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, reiterated his assault weapons buyback push on Sunday following the attack on the congregation Chabad in Poway. The synagogue was attacked Saturday morning. Breitbart News reported that the attacker arrived at approximately 11:20 a.m., opening fire shortly thereafter. Three persons were wounded and one was killed. The attacker then fled the scene while a good guy with a gun ran behind him, shooting at, but missing, the suspect. CNN reports that the Chabad in Poway attacker used an R-type assault weapon. Swalwell responded by tweeting, "Here is another way to look at this. Aurora, gun-free zone. Orlando, gun-free zone. Parkland, gun-free zone. Sandy Hook, gun-free zone. Umpqua CC, gun-free zone. Waffle House, gun-free zone. San Bernardino, gun-free zone. Tree of Life Synagogue, gun-free on the day the attack occurred. And in a gun-free zone, it does not matter what type of weapon the attacker uses because he is the only one with a gun. Therefore, he has time on his side. The Parkland attacker had time to pause and reload five times while the Sandy Hook attacker had over 9 minutes without armed resistance." Also missing from Swalwell's list of shootings and types of weapons used is any acknowledgement that California already has an assault weapons ban. Regardless of these things, Swalwell is full steam ahead on his push to do a mandated buyback of assault weapons, with jail time as a consequence for those who do not comply. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.